Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Southern California, Santa Ana winds are projected to flare up in the coming hours again. Fire crews battling multiple wildfires from the ground and once again by air today. The massive fire in Pacific Palisades is still burning out of control. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is on scene.
Dozens and dozens of homes are no longer standing. And I mean, just the depth of the destruction that we're finally seeing, now that some of the smoke has gone away and it's safer to get closer, is just so heartbreaking for so many people.
In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott declaring a state of emergency due to a massive storm. Crews preparing for the potential of flash flooding. That storm also leading to more than 1,700 flight cancellations today nationwide. The casket of Jimmy Carter has arrived in Georgia for a private funeral service. It followed a state funeral at National Cathedral earlier today in Washington. President Biden delivered the eulogy honoring the 39th president. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. February 8th, with registration beginning at 9:30 a.m., the Medford Lions and P-Town Saloon are hosting the P-Town Snowshoe Event. There's going to be food and refreshments starting at 9:30 a.m., a bonfire for your enjoyment, basket raffles, cash raffles, Lions raffles all afternoon, music for your enjoyment all day, and much, much more. There's age groups for those ranging from 11 to 20, 21 to 40, 40 to 60, and 61 and up. And there's a snowshoe event for kids up to 10 years of age on Saturday afternoon. Once again, this is happening February 8th over at the P-Town Saloon, with registration beginning at 9:30 a.m. and the race beginning at 11 a.m. With all the activities available to them, many young people spend much of their free time online. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Whether it be watching videos, playing games, or texting friends, they get caught up in the fun and may not know what to be aware of. There is a new program to help young people stay safe online. Michelle Reinen is with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection.
We know young people spend a lot of time online, and they are a higher age group for falling victim. But the Federal Trade Commission, or the FTC, has started a new program called UVille that can help parents and educators teach kids ages 8 to 12 about privacy and online safety.
The cost to use the program is very reasonable, and the information will be interesting to the child learning about online safety.
It's free, it's standards-based, and that's important for education and learning, and contains activities to help kids learn how to safely navigate the online world in a way that can be really engaging and fun. It overall consists of 12 lessons, activity sheets, posters, and other free materials.
Michelle Reinen says that UVille can be used anywhere to help inform a young person.
It can, again, be used by parents or in different classrooms, libraries, after-school care programs, youth groups. So there's a lot of possibilities here that it might be useful for individuals to take a look at this. And especially, like I said, could be entertaining and learning at the same time.
You can find this informational program by going to consumer.ftc.gov and then search for UVille. Also, if you or a child has been scammed online, you can contact DADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Bucks kicked the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a dominating 121-105 victory over the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers on how he thought his team played defensively.
I loved it. I told him that at halftime, it's like, guys, back-to-back games, our defensive focus and attention to detail was on point. And when we play like that, we're really tough. Because if we get multiple misses, we're going to eventually make threes.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers will try to extend their four-game winning streak when they host the Minnesota Gophers. That's tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Kohl Center in Madison. NFL, Packers holding practice, getting ready to face the Eagles. Sunday afternoon at 3:30, Jaden Reed says it's too soon for the Packers season to be over just yet.
We ain't worked this hard to come this far. You know, we went through a lot, you know, in camp, through the season to even get here. So our mindset is on one goal, and, you know, that's how we're preparing this week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fire with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers are gearing up for their wild card playoff matchup with the Eagles on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott. Jordan Love was limited in practice on Thursday. He said all the feeling was back at his arm on Monday, but said he does have some elbow soreness. It won't matter, though. He'll go on Sunday and talk about his message to his teammates.
We have one shot at this thing. I told everybody today we got, you know, 5 days guaranteed left in our season. So just go out there, play free, everybody do their job, and just go out there, handle business, make plays. You know, that's all we can do, and go win the game.
I'll have more from Titletown after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
No Christian Watson for the Packers the rest of the way, so that means more opportunities for Malik Heath and Bo Melton. Heath said they're playing for a lot of things, including for Watson.
I think we're going to do it for him, you know, because this something, you know, he's been trying to stay healthy the whole year so he can get to this playoff point, you know, and we're just going to do it for him, you know. Just, you know, everybody going to give it their all for him.
Heath said he's not worried about facing the league's number one defense and knows playoff time is crunch time.
In the playoffs, it's just man on man. Everybody just got to do their job, 1-11, and go out-compete the next man in front of you. That's all it is in the playoffs. Ain't no scheme. All the scheme and stuff go out the window. It's just doing your job, man on man. Like I said, grown man versus grown man. That's all.
That's the latest from Titletown. I'll have more tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Lingering flurries and snow showers through the evening, some clearing overnight, lows upper teens. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a few flurries, and highs in the low 20s. 20 to 25 for the weekend, dry Saturday, snow showers Saturday night and Sunday. It's 28 degrees right now.
98 Q Country.
I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all. But I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall. And that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same. This is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
Deeper than the holler, Randy Travis singing to you about the place that he loves most and the love that he holds for it. Kelsey Ballerini will be up next year on 98Q to make number 2 of 5 in a row, and we will make it 5 in a row because it's the start of the 3 o'clock hour. Hanging out with me, Greg Gunderson, on WCQM until 7 o'clock today. 4 more country songs, and then we tackle that big question in about 14 minutes or so. What's today all about? I've got 6 different answers for you. You may even like one or two of them. Find out what they all are, though, in 15 minutes or so after these 4 songs. Here's Peter Pan by Kelsey Ballerini on 98Q Country.
Smile, the charm, the words, the spark, everything, you had it. Guess I had a naive heart, 'cause boy, I let you have it. You said I was your only, never thought. Always gonna fly away. chasing stars. And you're always gonna fly away just because you know.
On with us.
So much fun. Yeah.
98 Q Country.
Jack and Diane. Painting a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. Back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back. I used to rock all night long to keep on rocking me, baby, at frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along, 'cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch a summer fade to fall, growing up too fast and I do recall, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. We all have a song that somehow stamped our lives, it takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back to watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast and I do recall. I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire.
Let's go.
keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work car. So the one fussing that needle in the red in a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia.
Country.
My little baby loves me Cadillac style.
throwback style. That was Sammy Kershaw here on 98Q, finishing off the five in a row to start the 3 o'clock hour. That means it's time to tackle the question that has a different answer every day. And really, I'm not qualified for any of the daily answers, but it rotates every day. So really, I'm just reporting to you what the answer is. I don't decide, though I do ignore half of the answers and bring you only the ones I consider fun. What answers? The answers to the question, what holidays are today? What's being celebrated today? What is today dedicated to? Well, for example, today is Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. This is one of the two or three subjects for which I will break my rules. As a rule, I don't talk about serious topics when I'm answering the question, what is today all about? Because there's a lot of Independence Days and religious holidays, things that I'm generally quite ignorant on and not qualified to speak on. Well, law enforcement officers are the people we know and love from our own backyard. So Law Enforcement Day is the one serious topic, along with things like veteran celebrations, that I will absolutely always highlight. If you are a law enforcement officer listening to this, this shout out is for you, and I wish I could do more for you, be of better use. Today is also Choreographer's Day. In an immediate downshift, not to downplay the importance of choreographers, but a bit of a jarring transition, law enforcement to choreographers. But to be honest, choreographers are more my speed because I'm a bit more qualified to speak about dancing than I am about the enforcement of the American legal system. It's also Balloon Ascension Day. So if you're dancing in a balloon that's currently going upwards, you've really got two of five checked off, the other three being Apricot Day. Okay, cool. It's also Cassoulet Day, though, which is a French casserole made with white beans. And, well, I found several versions. Every recipe I found for a cassoulet had a warning on it. It was basically, this is a tough recipe to make well. Look for one of the simplified cassoulet recipes if you're not sure this recipe is for you. And I've never seen recipes for warnings that didn't involve like poisonous ingredients before. Also haven't seen many of those recipes, but you catch my drift. Seeing a warning on a recipe was a little bit jarring. So if it's cassoulet day at your house and whoever cooked it is a little bit frustrated, just tell them it's delicious for your own sake. It's also a day for people with three different names, Austin, Carter, and Faith. So if you are Austin, Carter, or Faith, happy day to you. You have at least a third share on the day. Everybody else, your time may come. Some of us, though, I think we're kind of high and dry. There's not going to be a day for people named Gray, I'm afraid. Grayson, sure, but that's not me. That's what today is all about. We'll tackle the question again tomorrow, and who knows what we'll find. Right now, though, time for a check of the weather from the Civic Media Weather Team, after a quick word from sponsors, and we'll take a look back at this day in history just before 4 o'clock. Here on 98Q Country, WCQM.
98Q Country.
Wolf Farms of Shanna Golden brings you Perfect Pork and 98Q Sports Reports. Now join Wolf Farms and me for the grand opening of their retail division on Saturday, January 11th, 236 South 2nd Street in Butternut. I'll be broadcasting live from 11 to 1, so stop by and get local with grass-fed beef from the Emmer Family Farm, Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce, Tetzner's Dairy Treats, and Wolf Farms Pork. Enjoy all-day drawings and samples from Wolf Farms and the local businesses and vendors they bring you. Don't miss it. Saturday, January 11th in Butternut. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot.
It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Lingering flurries and snow showers through the evening, some clearing overnight, lows upper teens. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a few flurries, and highs in the low 20s. 20 to 25 for the weekend, dry Saturday, snow showers Saturday night and Sunday. Right now it's 27.
98Q Country.
I'd lose my way, yeah, I'd lose my mind. If I face one day on my own, I knew I was saved the night that she gave this drifter's heart a home. Every night I should be on my knees. Lord knows how lucky I am. I'll never say near enough. Thank God for this woman. Amen. This world has a way of shaking your faith. I've been broken again and again, but I need all the cracks in my shattered heart, 'cause that's where her love gets in. Every night I should be on my knees. Lord knows how lucky I am. I'll never say near enough. Thank God for this woman, amen. She gives me faith. She gives me grace. She gives me hope. She gives me strength. She gives me love. Stars up above, forgiveness of sin and your undying love. Every twist, every turn for the way you make sure all my roads led to her. So tonight I will fall down on my knees, 'cause Lord knows how lucky I am. I'm gonna shout at the top of my lungs.
Kick it off!
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously. Like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. I'd just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by a hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
that's something to be proud of.
son graduate in college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours for minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, babies came and the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod, but you sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, and putting food there on the table, and providing for the family that you love, that's something to be proud of. And if all you ever really do is the best you can, well, you did it, man. That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high.
Country.
I wish I would have met you anywhere but where I did. Some old high-rise town that I won't ever go again. I wish we would have rolled around some old cabin, chased them city lights, hit bars I don't like. We were listening to one more silver dollar hanging out by Silverado down the road I love to ride. Wish I would've known that by now you'd be good and gone and you'd leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You know damn near everything I love. I don't care how much they're buying. Soon as that barber hits water, girl, your memory starts to float. Baby, why'd I ever take the bed and take the places that I love to go? Hell, I'll never know. I even took you to my hometown to meet my mama. Now I'm gonna see you every time I see that welcome sign. Wish I would've known about now you'd be good and gone and you'd leave us. Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You know damn near everything I love. Truck, and I can't get drunk. Can't you see?
With today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.
Something about a truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, and time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt. What's the big deal? Something about a truck in a farmer's field, and something about beer sitting on ice after a long hard day makes it taste just right. On that drop tailgate on a summer night, something about beer sitting on ice. Something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. In that farmer's field will make a boy miss. Something about a girl in a red sundress. And there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees and Lord have mercy, it's a something about a creek around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes to just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips.
Without the words, hang a sign on the door. Please do not.
Sugarland, All I Wanna Do. Man, I miss Sugarland. I'd love to see them come back a bit. I understand they've kind of passed their prime and they've had their moment, but if Sugarland came back and started writing music like they had in the mid-2000s or so, boy, I think it's fair to say what you can draw from what I just said is that I'm very nostalgic specifically about Sugarland. Some of the best days of my life had Sugarland playing in the background. Those ones that you didn't know were good, you know, when you wanted to grow up, not realizing that that was the most foolish thing you could possibly wish for. Because once you do grow up, oh, to be a kid again. I start to think of that Oh La La song. I wish that I knew... what I know now when I was younger. It's tough when you're not singing it. I've sang that song like 1,000 times. I'm not singing it for you on the radio, though. You get the drift. It's time we take a look back. We just took a look at what today is all about. The only more important thing, I would argue, is what yesterday was about. That'll tell us, between the two of them, what tomorrow might bring. On this day, 20 years ago, a disgusting act. Randy Moss committed the disgusting act, pantomimed mooning the audience after a touchdown reception in Lambeau Field, Vikings at Packers that day. Joe Buck with the call, labeling it a disgusting act. I had a laugh a couple months ago. I heard him comment recently on that call. He basically said that he kind of regrets how seriously he treated the move in his commentary. Of course, Randy Moss was a younger player in the league at the time, given that he's all out of the league now. His entry had been quite recent. I don't remember if that was his rookie season. I don't think so. 05, I think, was his second or third. Regardless, he was a bit of a pariah. People knew when he entered the league that he had some interesting behavioral tendencies, and it caused him to drop in the draft. That's how the Vikings wound up with him in the first place. But they took the gamble. It certainly paid off, though it never got them a Super Bowl. He performed well, like Randy Moss. But yeah, Joe Buck said he got a little caught up in the fervor about Randy Moss, and so it was really easy to kind of admonish him in that moment because it felt like the appropriate tone. I get it. I feel like if I were Joe Buck, I'd probably make the same move, and 20 years later, I'd probably admit I probably could have calmed down a little bit. 2 years later, in the year 2007, Steve Jobs introduced the original iPhone at a keynote speech in San Francisco. He demonstrated the touchscreen and how scrolling would work without buttons, and holy cow, the audience was gasping like you wouldn't believe. If you've never seen that video, the original iPhone almost had people reacting like Elvis back in the 60s. He opened a couple apps, Steve did, I should say, and basically ignited the smartphone firestorm that we're still in the middle of. Since then, we found out that he actually had several test phones on the stage that day, hiding them in the podium and a couple other clever places, because most of the functions that he demonstrated weren't actually functional. The phones would basically crash the moment he did these things. So if you watch the video back very carefully, you can kind of spot times where it's likely he swapped phones, especially when he demonstrated one function followed by another one. That was probably two different phones. Of course, he wasn't saying so. It all seemed like one smooth broadcast or one smooth demonstration or performance. And that was 18 years ago. Smartphones only since then, let me tell you. That's a look back at this day in history. We'll take another one tomorrow, as we do every day here on 98Q Country during the 3 o'clock hour, which is about to wrap up, and you know what that means. We talk Packers after 4. Don't miss it. We're taking a look at some injury questions and similar things going into the playoffs against the Eagles this Sunday. Post Malone is up next on WCQM.
98Q Country.
Can't even think when I
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
That's all I listen to.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
A high roller, even when the chips are down. To win her over, I'd see the tables turn around. She's 10 the hard way, I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone. Well, it's time for a windfall, not a single minute too soon. I've been too long overdue, now I'm gonna shoot the moon. I did it all on a good run of bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I've been to the table and I've lost it all before. I'm willing and able, always coming back for more. Squeezing out a thin dime till there's no one hanging on my arm. I've gambled on the third time, a fool will tell you it's a charm. If I'm betting on a loser, I'm gonna have a devil to pay. But it's the only game I know to play, it doesn't matter anyway. I did it all on a good run of bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I did it all on a good run of bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Red flag warnings remain in effect in Southern California through Friday after 2 days of hurricane-force winds that fueled major wildfires. Crews still battling blazes, including north of Pasadena. Reserve Deputy Dan Page of the Altadena Mountain and Rescue Team says evacuation efforts have been challenging.
We were up in
all the mountain communities trying to evacuate people. Unfortunately, we had to leave some people behind. It was, you know, just heartbreaking. We're, you know, going door to door.
The NBA announcing it's postponing tonight's game between the Lakers and Hornets. The casket of Jimmy Carter arriving in Georgia for a private family funeral and burial this afternoon. The 39th president was remembered earlier at a state funeral at National Cathedral in Washington. Markets closed today for the National Day of Mourning honoring Carter. Mortgage rates climbing again. The average rate for a 30-year fix, 6.93%. Michelle Franzini.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns.